following sermon was delivered at the 10:30 worship service at the United Methodist Church of Kent. Please enjoy.
Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Are you happy? What would you say are the things that make for true happiness in life? What is it that makes your heart sing with joy and that brings contentment to your spirits and allows you to say, "It is well with my soul"? Each day we are bombarded in the media with all kinds of answers to what will make us happy. From that extra rich, yummy dessert, to that shiny new car that drives itself, to that fabulous new house that is smarter than we are, to the latest fashion, to more of this and more of that. But is there lasting happiness in any of those things? What happens when the quest for all that stuff leaves no room for anything or anyone else, including our neighbor across the street, including our faith, including Jesus? Cynthia Bond Hobson, the writer of a UMW Sunday called Created for Happiness, Understanding Our Life with God, states in her introduction that we live in a time when the search for happiness has become a dominant topic in our culture. Any internet search for happiness and related topics will yield multiple searches. One count was 2,810,000. That's a lot. More than any human being could possibly read or absorb. Included in the information is everything from happiness reminder notes, sayings, stories, memories, and songs, to special order pencils. Don't you mess with my happiness pencil. People share techniques for being happy in magazines, books, and even websites. What would you put on your happiness checklist? Is Jesus on there? Is he number one? Thomas Aquinas pointed out that the things like wealth and power that we think will bring happiness do not. He knew that the only happiness that would not disappoint us was happiness in God. In our own Methodist tradition, John Wesley preached about happiness almost as much as he did holiness. Indeed, for him, happiness and holiness were together the goal of a Christian life. He had quite a bit to say about what genuine happiness ought to be, and that happiness and salvation belong together. The happiness that the early Methodists sought was happiness in God, and so the happiness they found was the most secure and fulfilling. That's a lot of happiness. As we seek an active, meaningful, and happy life, we learn to live the life that God calls us to. A life of caring, love, forgiveness, and grace, not just for ourselves, but for those we meet along the way. Dennis Waitley, an American motivational speaker, said, "Happiness cannot be traveled to, owned, earned, or won. It is a spiritual experience of living every minute with love, grace, and gratitude." Living every moment with love, grace, and gratitude. I'm sure we can find room for Jesus in our lives when we follow Mr. Waitley's direction. The Bible also teaches us that happiness is based on our relationship with Jesus Christ. Psalm 84 has a very simple prescription for that in verse 12. O Lord of hosts, happy is everyone who trusts in you. Jesus spoke specifically in the way the law of God does. The Hebrew word asher and the Greek word makarios both mean happy and blessed. In Matthew and Luke, the word makarios is used to begin each of Jesus' sayings in the Sermon on the Mount. Many English translations use the word blessed or blessed to begin each saying, but some translations do begin with the word happy. In fact, John Wesley, when writing notes on the New Testament for other Methodist preachers, began each beatitude with happy. Jesus gives us specific instructions on how to seek happiness, how to live with joy. God is with us in all the experiences of life and will keep us connected to the source of life that brings complete hope, healing, love, and peace. Living in peace seems to be something that we may have lost sight of today. There always seems to be a person or group of people who threaten our happiness or have something that we want. We live in fear of what they might take from us or do to us next. But living in peace is a very important part of gaining happiness. Peace is a living, growing network of relationship called shalom in the Bible. Shalom embodies a positive expression of peace. It is harmony, well-being, wholeness, and positive relationship with God, fellow humans, community, and creation. Romans 14:19 speaks of pursuing what makes for peace and upbuilding. The pursuit of real happiness brings us into harmony and solidarity with all of God's creation, with majestic creatures, both great and small, and allows us to seek, build, and live in a community blessed by God's grace. If we were created for happiness and to be in a relationship with God, then our very nature is fulfilled only through that relationship with God. John Wesley would add that our problems come when we allow our desire for other things to take away God's presence in our lives. When we forget to make room for Jesus, we find ourselves quite miserable. Being happy in God is not just feeling lighthearted and having fun, having a good old time. It is a deep contentment and fulfillment that comes when we know our life is what it is supposed to be. Wesley believed that the basis of our dissatisfaction is that we do not love as we should. God's grace enables us to know that his revelation of love in Jesus Christ is meant for each and every one of us personally. When we take that knowledge into our hearts, we are able to love God as we should and are changed so that we begin to see the world as God sees it. We love what God loves. We value what God values. Wesley believed that as Christians, our love must be expressed. It must lead to outward actions. If we love God, we will do the things that bring us close to him. For Wesley, that included any means of grace available to us, such as prayer, reading, meditation on Scripture, and receiving Holy Communion. Wesley believed that when God's love takes root in our hearts, it cannot help but send out branches and bear fruit. He also believed that the only way to true, lasting happiness or joy is to satisfy our desire for God. How do we pursue holiness and gain happiness, as John Wesley suggests? One way in our Methodist tradition is to do works of mercy, meaning that we are present for other persons in need, whether they are sick, in prison, or hungry, and also standing with those who are persecuted and treated unjustly. By being present, we grow in humility, patience, and other fruits of the Spirit that allow God's light to shine through us. Jesus named the greatest commandment in Matthew 22:37-39. We are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. When we follow this prime directive, we will find the deep happiness that we so long for, and there will always be room for Jesus in our lives. But when we are honest with ourselves, we have to admit that we often live with a conflict between desiring God above all else and being pulled by temptation to desire the things of the world first. When we focus on our own gain, we become less concerned about how our actions or our lives affect others. we forget to follow Jesus and find ourselves following others who know nothing of God's grace and love. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. Ephesians 2:8 through 10. We are created for happiness, and we find it by living for others. The works God has given us to do for each other contribute to our happiness. When our hearts are filled with gratitude for all that God has given us, we find happiness in serving others, and in that way, we find true contentment. And yes, there will always be room for Jesus in our hearts. Please pray with me. Creator God, blessed Savior, Holy Spirit, we feel your presence here today. We praise you with our souls, hearts, and minds. You have given us so much, especially our guide and teacher, Jesus Christ. In this fast-paced world, it is sometimes so easy to forget who we are and whose we are. Help us to remember the life you created us for, a life filled with the happiness and joy of serving you. We ask for your special attention to those servicemen and women who are still with us today as we remember those who died in battle for our freedom. The church we are praying for, the Lakemoor United Methodist Church, we ask that they know your presence in their services this morning and that you touch each one of their ministries with your love and grace. This world has become a scary place, God, filled with anger and hate, a world in which we have forgotten that our neighbor may be right next door or on the other side of the world. Please remind us each day, each moment, that it is not all the things we gather that make us happy. It is the happiness we find in loving one another and living in community together that gives us our purpose in life. We have learned all these things through our Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you, we praise you for the life you have given us, for the love you have given us, for the purpose you have given us. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the United Methodist Church of Kent Sermon Podcast. For more information about the church and to read Dr. Palmer's notes from the pastor blog with more about today's topic, visit www.kentmethodist.org.